The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Do you ever stop to take a moment to think of what you really treasure in life? Or maybe even, what do you prioritize? What is most important to you? The story is told about a man who went into the sheriff's office to report that his wife had gone missing. "My wife is missing," he reported to the desk sergeant. "She went shopping yesterday and never came home." The sergeant asked, "Can you tell me what height she was?" And the man said, "Well, I'm not really sure. Maybe a little bit over 5 feet." The sergeant asked, "What about her weight?" Again, the man looked helpless. "She wasn't really thin, or she wasn't really heavy." The sergeant asked, "What about the color of her eyes?" The man answered, "I've never noticed." "What about the color of her hair?" asked the sergeant. "It changes a couple of times a year," the man said. Maybe dark brown." "What was she wearing?" asked the sergeant. "Maybe a dress, or maybe shorts, I can't remember." The sergeant said, "What kind of car did she travel in?" The man said, "Well, she went in my truck." "And what kind of truck was it?" the sergeant asked. The man glowed and said, "It's a brand new 2017 Ford 150F King Ranch 4x4. It has custom leather seats and Bubba floor mats. Heavy duty towing package with DVD, navigation, 21 CB radio, 6 cup holders and 4 power outlets." He paused for a moment, then getting emotional. He said, "My wife put a small scratch on the driver's door." At this point, the sergeant replied sympathetically, "Don't worry, we'll get your truck back for you." The man obviously knew a lot more, or had paid more attention to his truck than he had to his beloved wife in the days before she went missing. Maybe it wasn't that he treasured his truck, but it was certainly higher on his list of priorities. And that's just it. Sometimes we can be blinded by what we don't deem to be blinded by what we deem to be more important, and fail to see the bigger picture. Speaking of pictures, the painter Vincent van Gogh experienced poor health throughout his life. Consequently, he often had to call on the services of doctors. But he scarcely ever had any money to pay the doctors, because his paintings never sold. On one occasion, after a certain doctor had nursed him back to good health, Vincent wanted to show his gratitude in his own way. So he painted the doctor's portrait and made a present of it. However, the doctor didn't think very much of the portrait. He accepted it all right, but he put it in the attic, where it took the place of a broken window, serving to keep out the drafts. If only he had known. Today, Vincent van Gogh's paintings are beyond price. Treasure isn't something we recognize immediately. Anyone who's seen Gold Rush on TV sees how difficult it can be to find treasure, even when standing on top of it. Pearls come from honed pieces of stone, refined over the lifetime of a clam. Recognizing what we treasure can take time. In West Texas, there's a famous oil field known as Yates Pool. During the 1920s and the Depression, this field was a sheep ranch owned by a farmer named Yates. Yates wasn't able to make enough money from his ranching enterprise to pay the principal interest on his loans. He was in danger of losing his farm. With little money for clothes and food, his family, like many others in that time, lived on a government subsidy. Day after day, he grazed his sheep over those rolling West Texas hills. I'm sure he was very troubled over how he might pay his bills. And then a crew from an oil company came to the area and asked Mr. Yates if they might be able to drill a wildcat well, because they believed oil to be under the ground. At little more than 1,000 feet, they found oil that pumped 100,000 barrels a day. In fact, 30 years after the discovery, the well was still producing 100,000 barrels a day. And Mr. Yates owned it all, because when he bought the field, he had bought mineral rights. And there was a multimillionaire living in poverty. What was the problem? He didn't realize the treasure that was there. The two parables, the two sections of today's gospel, depict two different ways of searching for treasure. The first one speaks of a man digging in the field until he finds treasure. He stumbles upon it. Now, that mightn't make much sense to us, but back then, people didn't have banks where they could leave their treasures in. So if they had something valuable that they didn't want anyone else to take, they tended to bury it. But if anything happened to them or they died before they got to reclaim it, the treasure was there for someone else to find. The second person is a more determined searcher. He's deliberately searching for pearls. What do the two people have in common? When they find the treasure is recognized as a completely marvelous gift. As we go about our daily lives here in Holy Family, there are many things that might tempt us away from searching for treasure. The search can be very time-consuming, and we have busy schedules, things to do. There's our daily routine chores. There's our work. There's shopping. There's school. There's keeping up with emails or social media. All of these things are good, but surely they are very much passing and of the moment. We might not really call them treasure. So what do we treasure today? The treasure that today's gospel offers us is very much a package deal. While it is truly valuable, we're not invited to pick the pieces of that treasure we might like to have. This package links us back to the Old Testament people like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that responded to God's call when he asked them not to kill, not to steal, not to covet their neighbor's goods. The list goes on. More recently then, our incarnate Savior asked us to love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We weren't invited to pick out the neighbors that we liked or the pieces of scripture that we liked. It came as a package. But those who let God reign in their hearts would have enduring happiness. We're not called to change God so that God becomes acceptable to us, but to change ourselves so that we become acceptable to God. Sadly, so many search for a power within, popular psychology that again can be a passing fashion. Our Catholic faith tells us that where God doesn't reign, there can't be that lasting happiness. As I said, the kingdom is a package. It is a life of trust, believing that the creator of this world loves each one of us individually, believing that our God has given us a pattern for living that leads to harmony with one another, with the world around us, and with the source of our life. What Jesus has done for us is eternally significant, and through the gift of the Spirit has given us access to God here and now. Awesome, as you might say here. But do you believe that? Do you further believe that because God is with us, nothing can destroy or harm us? Do you believe all of that? If you believe this, then you have a joy that the world can't take away. The treasure of the kingdom is available to you here and now, just waiting for you to claim it. But there is a catch. The two people searching for treasure today, when they recognized there was treasure available, sold everything they had in order to get that treasure. The kingdom is only available when we are prepared to give everything of ourselves. It's not an option to just buy some of it. It's all or nothing. It's a lifelong commitment. And when we make that commitment, we have a concern, and the return is unquestionable joy. Have you ever seen a dog chasing the neighborhood cat? All goes well once the cat keeps running. The minute the cat stops running, the dog will stop straight away, recognize the game is over, and look sheepish, like it was all just a big joke. That's not the way we're supposed to chase the kingdom of God. It's not about making a burst of enthusiasm and then stopping. Jesus tells us that we don't have to chase the kingdom. It's already here. It's already available. We have already won the prize. All we have to do is claim it. All we have to do is to let God reign without reservation in our hearts. If we do that, we will discover a joy that no one can take away. Lord, help us to claim that treasure. Amen.